The 4th of July weekend is usually one of the busiest at movie theaters. A couple of Hollywood blockbusters are expected to dominate the box office. They're Eclipse, the latest in the Twilight saga about teenage vampires, and a new fantasy called The Last Airbender. No big foreign movies are opening in the U.S. this week, but there are plenty of foreign language films out there available to see in one form or another. Whether they're earning much is another question. The World's Alex Gallafent reports.
Remember Miramax? Around a decade ago, the independent movie studio distributed a slate of foreign-made films that scored big at the US box office, including Amelie from France. It made $33 million. And Life is Beautiful from Italy. That one made almost $60 million. Another studio distributed the Chinese language Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That movie took in over $128 million at the American box office. Perhaps for a foreign film to do really well in the States, it ought to feature martial arts.
That'll be helpful.
Gary Palmucci heads the theatrical distribution unit of Kino Lorber Films out of their offices in New York. Kino Lorber is what you might call a boutique distributor of small, specialized films, mostly foreign language. Last year, one of their releases was the Oscar-nominated Ajami, a drama about a Palestinian community in Israel.
A film like Ajami, despite its terrific critical acclaim and what seemed to me like terrific goodwill on the film festival circuit, really only reached about $600,000 U.S. box office, which is sort of what I would call just okay.
Palmucci says the gold standard for foreign movies opening in the States is $1 million. Hit that, and you're likely to get your money back. So what's changed over the past 10 years?
It's difficult to get people to pay attention to foreign language films, even under the best circumstances.
And the circumstances keep getting harder, says Jim Hoberman. He's the film critic for The Village Voice in New York. The entertainment landscape is unfathomably complex, and Hoberman says just because foreign movies are now available on, say, Netflix, doesn't mean that more people will be interested in them.
It's not as if these esoteric films are the only things that are going to be out there. Everything is going to be out there, and it's going to be an even more clamorous marketplace.
What's more, Hoberman says that thanks to Hollywood, the U.S. experiences itself as the center of world film culture. So there has to be a really compelling reason for people here to watch a foreign movie. Apart from the age-old desire to impress a date with the sheer breadth of your cultural interests, that reason is likely to be some kind of recommendation. Netflix automates recommendations using an expensive algorithm, but for many, including distributor Gary Palmucci, it's still the opinions of well-regarded critics that matter most.
And I think that way, for companies like us at least, is still through a traditional theatrical release.
More precisely, a release in a city like New York, where a foreign movie released in theaters is likely to get reviewed and noticed. If the reviews are good, the movie might open elsewhere, relying on local word of mouth to keep it going. That's the model. Spend money up front on a succession of theatrical releases and hope for the best. But film executive Jonathan Searing decided that that model was missing a trick.
And there would be no reason why that we could think you shouldn't make these movies accessible to audiences at the same time that they're getting press coverage and they're getting critical reviews on the opening weekend.
Searing is president of IFC Entertainment, which produces, distributes, and screens independent films, including many foreign features. So IFC opens a foreign movie in its own Manhattan multiplex. That gets the critical reviews. Then, simultaneously, it releases the movie on demand through a partner in cable TV, making the film available to people across the country. It's a model they've started to use for film festivals, too, offering a movie on demand at the same time as it's being screened at, say, Cannes.
You know, if they get their festival played, that could be their moment where their audience is their biggest and broadest.
The window of buzz for any entertainment is now exceedingly short. On demand, whether via your TV, your laptop, or even your phone, allows IFC and others to capitalize on a fleeting moment of opportunity. But, bottom line, says Jonathan Searing, for foreign movies to be successful anywhere,
they've got to be good.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.